So we don't know for sure. But these are the Mahdi's were the ones who originally lived up the river at the Yashuwik Junction and usually trade with the Hudson Bay Company in Port Severn. And then the next group are Ashokamik. Ashokamik, the oldest, the original Ashokamik, would have been existed in the Winnisk River system around 1775. The original one. Ashokamik. Ashokamik. That would have been the original one. The first one would have been 1745, thereabouts. And then the next generation would have been Thomas Ashokamik, who would have been born, would have been existed from 1860 and passed away around 1929. And there were many of those. They were two men. The other one, is Thomas' brother, was another one. Which some of those people were Joseph Ashokamik, James Ashokamik, and William Ashokamik they were cousins. And William was born in 1900 and he died in 1895, and his sons are living today. His son is Philip Mack, who is now over 64, 65 perhaps. Then he also has sons. So these are the Ashokamiks. These were the people who live up the river. And the river, Winnisk River, Winnisk is past the Hudson Bay, past the Ashwick Junction. They live there. Somehow Ashokamik originate from either Webihwe or Castle Vanagon. We don't know for sure. But they came to live in Winnisk River anyway, according to the story. And then there is another group that stays in that during that century, 17th century. It's John Sutherland, who was supposed to have been born 1800 and he died somewhere after 1900. And he had sons. His sons, which well known as David Sutherland, who was born somewhere around 1875 and he died in 1963. And his sons are still living today. They are not living in Winnisk, but these people, Sutherlands, used to live on the around Mishimadawa River and close to the Winnisk, the mouth of the Winnisk River, in those areas, and also in Sesematawa Junction. And they moved around. David Sutherland himself joined with the group in Sesematawa Lake. And his sons took the trap line there in 1947. And then again, we have the original Winnisk area people who begin the Winnisk area people. They were the very first one. They were called Wabanos. There was Jacob Wabano, the oldest one, who may have existed in 1800 or thereabouts. And then he had son by the name of Wabanos, George Wabano. No, George Wabano was the first one, I think, and then his son was Jacob Wabano. And they were from Webequay. And then there is Xavier Wabano, who was born in 1909, and then he died in 1986, and he has children. that are now over 60. Sixty.